Ice Cube is a famous rap music artist. Ask about me. The Lumineers are a famous folk rock group.
Don't ask for cigarettes, she ain't got nothing left for you.
While the Lumineers and Ice Cube might be musically different, they both can teach you something about English grammar. Today, we will explore some of the grammar used in the works of these performers. But first, we start with a few definitions.
In recent everyday grammar stories, we have explored phrasal verbs, expressions that have a verb and a particle. A particle is a short word. Phrasal verbs are idiomatic. They mean something different than what the individual words suggest. Today, we will explore a related subject, verbs and prepositions that appear together in the same sentence. These verbs and prepositions might look like phrasal verbs, but they are not idiomatic. On this program, we will look at how English speakers use two common verb and preposition combinations, ask about and ask for.
Our first example is ask about. Ask is the verb and about is the preposition. You can think of ask about as a kind of curious group of words. What do curious people do? They ask about something, information, advice, and so on. How does one use ask about? Let us listen to an exchange between English speakers. The subject of their friendly chat? Gossip.
Did you hear about Joe and Amy's breakup?
Yes, but I don't know anything about it. Tom asked about their breakup too, but he didn't get a clear answer.
In the exchange, one speaker tells about what Tom reportedly said. Tom was curious about the breakup and asked about the situation. In a television show about popular culture, a broadcaster might use ask about in the following way.
In our next interview, we will ask about the movie star's marriage, children, and finances.
Now, gossip is not the only time English speakers use ask about. They might ask about many other subjects, experiences, jobs, and studies, for example. You can also ask about people. In this case, you are asking about information about a person, their personality, public image, and so on. American rapper Ice Cube gives an example of this structure in his song, Ask About Me.
Ask about me. Ask about me.
Our second verb and preposition combination today is ask for. Here, the verb is ask, and the preposition is for. You can think of ask for as a kind of expression of desire. People who want something ask for something. These things could be specific objects, or they could be a specific kind of information. Let's listen to an example of asking for an object.
The child asked for a treat, but his mother did not give him one.
In the example, the child desires something, in this case, a treat. And here is an example of a person asking for information.
She is asking for directions.
Remember the Lumineers, the rock group you heard at the beginning of this report? Let's listen to part of their song, Slow It Down.
She'll make a fool of you all. Don't ask for cigarettes. She ain't got nothing left for you.
The next time you are watching television, reading books, or speaking with an American, try to find examples of the terms ask about and ask for. Record what you find and listen to it often. With time and practice, you will be able to use these two structures with ease. Let the Everyday Grammar team know if there are any story ideas you would like to ask about, and do not hesitate to ask for help. I'm John Russell.
And I'm Katie Weaver.